50 years ago today, the first color television sets made for consumers started rolling off assembly lines headed for American living rooms. Television was still in its infancy, and it would be more than a decade before color TV sets were commonplace in the average home. But ultimately, the technology changed the way Americans watch TV. NPR's Lynn Neary reports on the early days of color television and how new advances in technology are changing viewer habits today.
When television first came on the market after World War II, it was something of a curiosity. The very first ads for TV sets, says Lynn Spiegel, author of Make Room for TV, talked about television as a new kind of home theater.
Certainly the first advertisements for television throughout the 50s were about a theatrical experience you could have with television. And the idea was you needn't go to the movie theater anymore. You could now have your own suburban home theater.
Television, says Spiegel, quickly penetrated the market. By 1955, nearly two-thirds of American homes had a TV set. But as this promotional film from RCA points out, those early sets were all black and white.
Television had entered our homes, our lives, imprinting new silhouettes on our skyline. And all this was just the beginning. There was still another dream to be realized, still another dimension to be added, that of color.
The RCA color TVs cost $1,000. In 1954, you could have bought a car for that amount. The RCA CT100, as the first color model was called, was compatible with black and white programming. RCA Vice President Dave Arlen says it looked like a big wooden box.
And today when you see it, it doesn't look all that incredible, but if you can imagine for the 15 years before this, anyone had only seen black and white television. So to suddenly see color TV emanating from this big mahogany box must have been stunning.
One of the first big color TV events was the broadcast on March 7, 1955, of the Broadway production of Peter Pan, starring Mary Martin.
All clear.
What? Can you really fly?
I'll teach you.
How lovely to fly.
I'll teach you how to jump on the wind's back. And away we'll go!
65 million people tuned in for that program, which went on to become an annual event for years. But for years, most viewers watched it in black and white. Few people had rushed out to buy the new sets. Apart from the cost, there was also very little programming in color. Dave Arlen says by 1961, RCA knew it had to address that problem.
One of the big decisions that was made was to bring on the NBC network, which RCA owned at the time, to bring the Disney program to NBC from ABC and turn it into a color spectacular.
Walt Disney presents
The Wonderful World of Color.
Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color had an immediate effect on sales. In 1966, NBC became the first all-color network. The other networks followed, and eventually TV watching was transformed. Color, once considered a luxury, became the norm. Michelle Hilmes, who teaches media and cultural studies at the University of Wisconsin, says a similar process is now underway with digital technology.
That is really the technology that's revolutionizing the way that we see television and that we view it in a lot of different ways.
Starting this summer, legislation will require that all new TVs be equipped for digital reception by 2007. But digital technology has already made a lot of things possible, including DVDs, DVD players, digital cable, and TiVo, which allows viewers to watch what they want when they want. Another popular development is high-definition television, or HDTV, which creates a picture so clear that it's like watching a movie in a movie theater. All this, says Hilmes, is bringing TV watching back to its beginnings.
It seems to be leading us back to home theater again in a new way, in that these digital technologies also bring with them the idea of the large screen, the enhanced picture, enhanced sound.
On a recent Sunday evening, Sandra Reed invited a small gathering of family and friends to her home to watch the latest episode of The Sopranos.
Can I give you some champagne?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Popcorn's making.
Reed and her husband Hugh Hill recently decided to set up their den with a big flat-screen HDTV and surround sound speakers. The picture on their plasma screen really does pop out at you, and the sound truly creates an experience similar to a movie theater. Hill says their big TV has a way of attracting a crowd.
Like on Super Bowl Sunday, you go to the guy's house with the biggest and the best TV. Well, now that we've got this, we have friends and even our children sometimes are willing to spend a little time with us watching television.
Does this lure your children back?
Here he is.
Ask our children.
This is our
well,
children.
You know, I did just spend a year in Indiana, and when I was deciding to move back to the D.C. area, I was thinking, apartment or home, and frankly, the TV swung it.
The Reed Hills have taken full advantage of the digital revolution. Digital cable, a program, in this case The Sopranos, delivered in HDTV format, and a television that can project the high-definition digital signal. This setup, of course, is expensive. The average cost of a plasma HDTV alone is about $4,000. Dave Arlen says the television industry sees a lot of similarities between the beginning of color TV and the introduction of HDTV to the market. As with color TV, the transition to HDTV has started slowly, but Arlen says it's beginning to pick up steam.
Now we finally, with HDTV, 6 or 7 years into it, are to the point, I think, where we were 15 years into the transition with color, in that we've got 23 networks sending HDTV programs. You've got hundreds of products available. Prices have come down quite a bit. And you've got many more manufacturers and many more models out there, too.
Of course, Arlen points out, if you don't really like a lot of company when you're watching TV, there are some other digital gadgets that might appeal to you, including one new product that is TV's answer to the MP3 player. About the size of a Palm Pilot, it lets you record up to 80 hours of your favorite programs and carry them with you wherever you go. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Photos and more history of early color TV are at npr.org.